Hello again. This is John Chardy to have a word with you. And with your permission, I should like to talk today about my own surname, for it takes a battering in American English. NPR listeners, I am happy to note, are letter writers. I receive far more mail from you than I can hope to answer, and I find that only about 10 to 15% of letter writers can spell Chardy. It is now an Italian name, and it is spelled C-I-A-R-D-I. It is always a pleasure to visit Italy, where the name is recognized and accepted about as readily as Smith is here. I say it is now an Italian name, for it began as German Gerhard, which means at root able in war. Ger, G-E-H-R, is the old root of modern German Wehr, W-E-H-R, war, as in Wehrmacht, the army, or literally the war power. And Hart, able, is related to English hardy, strong, perdurable, able, and thereby hangs a tale. In the 5th century, King Alboin of the Longbeards came south from Bavaria with two allied tribes of Saxons and a conquered tribe known to the Romans as the Gepidae. This force conquered all of northern Italy, recently exhausted by civil war, in about 4 years, and established the Kingdom of the Longbeards, called in Italian I Longobardi, which the Italians slowly altered to Lombardia, which we call Lombardy. One of my paternal ancestors was an old Germanic axe clanger named Gerhard, who had come south with bloody King Alboin. What an opera libretto there is in the history of King Alboin, but alas, there is no time for that blood and gut story. The Longobardi Lombards did not return to Germany. Rather, they established a German-speaking kingdom in northern Italy. In the Italian voice box, Gerhard became Gerardi. Then the G softened to a CH and the name became Cerardi. And in about the 10th century, Cerardi was elided to Chardi. Gerardi and Cerardi still survive, may I say, as Italian surnames, along with such variants as Ricciardi, Guicciardi, and Ciardo, but Chardi is the most common form, especially in northern Italy, where some of the northernmost provinces are still somewhat, though diminishingly, German-speaking. As a descendant of an unbroken line of younger sons, I am long bred out of any claim to the Chardi coat of arms, which happens to be, in my judgment, an unusually ugly one, and my ancestors have given me about 1,500 years in which to lose all trace of German origin. But a name is what one is born to, however low in the scale of things. I have cousins who call it Ciardi, but my psyche simply does not answer to that. It offends me, as my friend Mario does, who takes the surname Medici, one of the most illustrious in European history, and makes Medici of it. No thanks. This is John Chardy, C-I-A-R-D-I, and to any who will spell it correctly, let me say goodbye and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.